This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وأطهر المرسلين شفيع المذنبين وحبيب رب العالمين محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وتركها على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful, all praises due to Allah, and may His peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We bear witness that no one is worthy of worship but Allah, and we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is indeed His final messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah, and the best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who listen to the best of speech, the book of Allah, and follow its commandment. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who come to know the best of ways, the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make us amongst his followers. Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen. One of the most beautiful relationships in the world that Allah has facilitated for, that Allah has created, is this relationship of marriage. A man and a woman coming together because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designed us that way. So much so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا And of His signs, marvelous signs, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for you of your likes. Human beings like you, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا spouses, so that you may find tranquility and peace when you are with your spouse. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُم مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً and put mutual love and compassion for one another in your hearts, because that is how you get that sense of tranquility. Indeed, in this there is a sign for men and women who ponder and think. Because the very next verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of His signs is that He created the heavens and the earth. So the sign of marriage is mentioned in the Quran prior to the sign of the creation of the heavens and the earth. And that is a Quranic style of telling us, pay attention. You take these relationships for granted, but pay attention to the beauty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you in this sign. And Allah said that the purpose or the ghaya of it is لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا so that you find peace and tranquility in these relationships. And the components for the peace and tranquility, Allah said مَوَدَّ وَرَحْمَةً Love and compassion. And sometimes there is more love than compassion. And sometimes there is more compassion than there is love. But these are the two most important components in having that healthy, meaningful relationship. And the Quran does not stop there. In other places, the Quran describes and gives a parable of what that relationship is like. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُنَّ لِبَاسٌ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لِبَاسٌ لَهُنْ You are, or they are garments, like garments for you, and you are like garments for them. And when you look into the Quran, you find out that the notion of libas or garments, it serves three purposes. We wear what we wear because it hides our shame. You know, you don't want to be exposing certain things to people out there. So what do? We hide, we conceal, we cover. And then also the Quran tells us that one of the purposes of having a libas or a garment, it is for the sake of protection. It gets too hot out there. It gets too cold out there. It rains sometimes. So what you do is that you take a garment around you, either to cover you from the heat or from the cold or from the rain or whatever it is. And then also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the purpose of having a garment sometimes is also for the sake of beautification. We just don't wear what we wear because it serves a purpose, just the protection, just the fact that we are shielded from the weather out there. But also Allah said we wear what we wear for the sake of zina. As if the Quran is telling us that this is the purpose in these types of relationships. In them, we are the protectors of one another. In them, we cover up for one another. Cover up like this natural human deficiencies. We cover up for one another. And that's why in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَا يَفْرِكُ مُؤْمِنٌ مُؤْمِنَةً إِذَا كَرِهَ مِنْهَا خُلُقًا رَضِيَ مِنْهَا آخر. Said a believing man does not fully abandon his believing wife simply because he has detested one of her traits or one of her characters. For chances are, there may be one or two things that you really do not like about her or she does not like about him. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, there are also other aspects in that person that you would admire and that you would like. And then the Quran also said that we take beauty in being with one another as well. And in numerous places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would speak of this relationship and how it is a marvelous sign of the signs of Allah. Now this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has intended. But unfortunately, sometimes that is really not what takes place on earth. So there is a difference between what Allah has intended for us and what we do with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said to us. As somebody once was asked, said, is it true that marriages are made in heaven? Because sometimes we like to believe this, especially when we're feeling all romantic and we're feeling all good about the relationships. And that wise man said, I really don't know whether marriages were made in heaven or not, but I know that maintenance takes place on earth. Meaning that it really is up to the individuals. Because people talk about my nasib, my soulmate, this is what Allah chose for me. You can say all these things, but by the end of the day, maintenance is a personal responsibility and it takes place here on earth. So sometimes the relationship does not really serve the purpose for which it was created for. And unfortunately, we don't celebrate something like this. But what do you do when this is taking place or when this is happening? In fact, sometimes not only it does not fulfill the purpose for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has facilitated, but it goes to the very opposite. This is supposed to be the place that we get protection. Now it becomes the place where we are most harmed in. And as you know, this is the month of October. And October is being designated as Domestic Violence Awareness Month. It is such an epidemic that actually requires that people dedicate an entire month so that responsible citizens will speak against such a behavior. That behavior is inhumane. It is illegal. It is definitely un-Islamic. And most important, it harms all the people who are engaged in it. And I must also remind you that when we speak of domestic violence, the victims are both men and women. But the tendency is that we speak mostly for our sisters, and it sounds like as if we are speaking against our brothers, simply because statistically speaking, 85% of domestic violence victims are actually women. So when we are saying this, We are not just bashing our brothers, and that is not the intent. But we're talking about, look, this is an issue that is impacting more women than it is impacting men. It is estimated that 25% of women, that is one in every four women, has been a victim to some sort of domestic violence. And sadly, when we speak about domestic violence, the idea is not a man hitting a woman, slapping her or kicking her, even though statistically speaking, every 45 seconds, here in this beautiful country, a woman is either being slapped, kicked, punched, or somebody spitting on her face. That's every 45 seconds. Something like this is happening to a woman. And again, sadly, it is happening by one of the men. So now, when we speak again, please remember, keep this in mind. We're speaking on behalf of our sisters because, again, they happen to be 85% of the time, they are the victims of such a thing. The hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be addressing men. Believe it or not, my brothers and sisters, as you know, men, we play a big role in determining the climate of our families. You know, how does the presence of a father make the rest of the family feel? In the hadith, it is said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, شَرُّ النَّاسِ أَضَيِّقُ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ. He said, the worst kind of man is the one who comes and suffocates the rest of his family. So people listening, they said, Ya Rasulullah, كَيْفَ يَكُونُ أَحَدٌ أَضَيِّقًا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ. He said, oh, messenger of Allah, how is it that one of us would actually suffocate his family? A wise man, a father, a husband, would not want to do this to their family. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, when you think of suffocating, you think of somebody who is physically putting their hands around somebody's neck. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, huwa, said, let me tell you who this man is. من إذا دخل بيته خشعت زوجته هرب ابنه فر عبده فإذا خرج ضحكوا واستأنسوا صلوا على رسول الله. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, let me tell you who this person is. This is a man, he said, when he enters his house, he said, everybody starts walking on eggshells. His wife becomes quiet. His own child runs away. People who serve, they start hiding. فإذا خرج, and the minute that person leaves, he said, ضحكوا واستأنسوا. They start laughing, and everybody is relaxed at this point. So what happens? He is not physically suffocating the people. His mere presence is becoming such that everybody feels suffocated, and everybody is just waiting for that person to just get out, so that we can actually start living. Some people question the authenticity of this hadith. It is collected by At-Tabarani. And some people question the hadith, but they say the content of the hadith itself is beautiful because it may be very reflective of how people are living around us. And that is people who are feeling suffocated. And we never want to be the guilty party that is causing his or her family's suffocation. Like we said, domestic violence, at least in this prophetic definition, he's not saying that this is somebody who's slapping, who's kicking, who's punching, who's spitting on the face of somebody else. But they carry themselves in such a way that nobody's feeling love, nobody's feeling the mercy, nobody's feeling the compassion. In fact, everybody's just avoiding that person. Everybody's avoiding that person. And the only time that they start actually living is when that person is no longer around. Almost reminds me of that saying, some people make others happy wherever they go. And some people make others happy whenever they go. Some people bring happiness wherever they go. And some people bring happiness whenever they go. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us, فَإِذَا خَرَجَ ضَحِكُوا وَاسْتَأْنَسُوا. And when that person leaves, everybody is just having a delight. And they're laughing.
Prior to this, they were being suffocated. Domestic violence is not only just violence. Sometimes it takes the form of verbal abuse. Verbal abuse leaves permanent marks on us, brothers and sisters. You know, we have bumped our knees on the table so many times. But there is something interesting about physical pain. You cannot recall physical pain. It's impossible. We human beings, we are not capable of recalling physical pain. You can talk to me about how painful it was, but you cannot actually recall the pain. You cannot re-experience physical pain. It is impossible. But people will tell you that every time I remember what he or she said to me, man, I just feel all the pain in my stomach again. I feel all the pain that took place when he or she made that statement. What happens? Unlike physical pain, emotional pain that was the result of things, hurtful things that were said to us, we are absolutely capable of reliving it as if it took place yesterday. Celebrate the gift of speech. And in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, ليس المؤمن بالطعان ولا اللعان ولا الفاحش ولا المتفحش ولا البذيء. He said, a believing man is not a man, a believing man or a believing one. He said, they are not a person who uses profanity, who cusses, who curses, who... He said, that is not the style of a believer. That is not how we celebrate the gift of speech. And then when it happens to be name-calling, where a father or a husband or a parent is constantly calling one another, you know, all kinds of names, that is not the character of a believer. So domestic abuse includes verbal abuse as well. It also includes the physical, the actual physical violence. When people literally, physically beat one another. In the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam points out something really beautiful. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يكن أحدكم كالفح يقرب زوجته بالنهار وينام معها بالليل. صلوا على رسول الله. Prophet ﷺ said, one of you should not be like a beast. When he beats his wife during the day and expects to be intimate with her at night. You truly have to be a beast if that is how you behave. You're beating her all day long, calling her all kinds of names, and then when it comes at night, you want to make love to her. What kind of a human being are you? It's almost like that song of Bob Marley. I'm sorry I'm quoting him here because it makes sense. So he said, you know, said, you claim to love the rain, but every time it rains, you hold an umbrella. You claim to love the sun, but every time it's sunny out there, you sit under the shade. You claim to love the wind, but every time it's windy, you stay inside. See, that's why I am afraid when you tell me that you love me. See, that is why I am afraid when you tell me that you love me. Because you can say all these things, but what happens practically is that here you are beating her during the day, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, you expect to make love with her at night? You really expect to be intimate with her at night? He said, you've got to be a beast if that is how you are. You've got to be a beast. Because a decent human being, let alone a person who calls themselves a practicing religious Muslim, you know, they wouldn't do that. See, the most important point also to keep in mind is that sometimes we have our own understanding of who's guilty of domestic violence. So we think of, oh, the poor people, or it is a specific ethnicity. It's only the blacks, it's only the Latinos, or it's only the whites, it's only this kind, and it's only that kind. Or we think it's the uneducated. Or we think it is the people who come from a specific social class. Yeah, akhi, this is not the case. People across all races, religions, ethnic background, different educational level, including different levels of religious practices, guilty of domestic violence. So to think that, why is he talking about this man? We all are good Muslims, so why is he talking about, why is he dedicating a khutbah to a topic like this? Because you know what happens sometimes? Some of us are guilty of this. And the sad part is that many of our sisters suffer in silence. Because, you know, what are you going to do? You know, I have sometimes I have sisters calling me. Say, Shaykh, my husband beats me up and he beats me up really bad. And I have the police report to show you what just took place. And that's sad, sister. You're like, are you okay? You want me to call somebody for you? No. Do you want to see a counselor? No. Would you like me to talk to your husband? No, it will make things worse. What would you like me to do? I just want you to know. Because I can't really take this anywhere else. What am I going to tell people? He beats me? People are going to look at me and say, why are you staying? Why don't you just pack and leave? I can't. I've got kids. I love him. He's good to me. I'm afraid of him. Or whatever it is. But can you imagine what that does to a psyche of a person? In the capacity of a therapist, I see these people, unfortunately. And here they say, let me just give you an idea of what happens. The first thing that happens to you when you are a victim of domestic abuse, the very first thing that you lose is self-respect. What do you mean? Here I am standing in front of him. He just spat on my face. And then he slapped me. He called me all kinds of names. And I was able to do nothing about it. I failed in standing up for myself. I failed in protecting myself. There is nothing that I was able to do. So now what happens is the very first thing that goes out of the door is self-respect. And that's why we pray and we say, Allahumma la taj'alna alaman li ahadin ya rabbal alamin. Oh Allah, never make us the cause of somebody else's pain. Because sometimes our mere presence, like the Prophet ﷺ said, we are the cause of pain for so many people around us. So there is the verbal abuse. And then there is the physical abuse. It said that a group of women came to the Prophet ﷺ in Medina. And they were complaining. Said, Prophet of Allah, these men are just beating us. And in the hadith it said, اشتكى إليه سبعون من نساء المدينة. So what happened at that time is that around 70 women in Medina, they came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they spoke about this. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't tell all these women just go and have sabr, you know, go and just be patient, go and, which is basically what we tell our sisters, which is absolutely useless. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gets up and he calls for a community meeting. And then what does he say, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He said, it has been brought to my attention that some of you are beating their women. Let me tell you, أُولَٰئِكُمْ لَيْسُ بِخِيَارِكُمْ. People who do this are not the best amongst you. But see, sometimes when you study the psyche of an abusive person, then what is it that they want? Sometimes they say it is to compensate for our own deficiencies. We feel and we lack that good sense of us being comfortable with who we are. So in order to feel better about ourselves, we need to abuse somebody else. And that is how you feel the illusion of being superior. And that is such a silly way, a childish, juvenile, inhumane way of wanting to pump up your own sense of self. You see, beating another woman does not make you a man or more of a man. A brother once after a similar khutbah came to me and said, you know, said, I have to make a confession. I have been beating my wife for the past 22 years. And nobody said anything to me. Now that I've heard this, wallahi, I promise you, I'm going to go and apologize for what I have done to that woman for the past 22 years. Looked at him and I said, brother, today you are more of a man than you have been for the past 22 years. Today, you are more of a man than you have been for the past 22 years. أُولَٰئِكُمْ لَيْسُ بِخِيَارِكُمْ. These people amongst you are really not the best, the best amongst you. So, Very quickly, brothers and sisters.
As a community, we want to make sure that we do not condone domestic violence. We don't practice it. We don't promote it. We don't encourage it. And most important, we can never be silent when it is taking place. Dr. King, Martin Luther King, said it so beautifully. He said, silence is the worst type of betrayal. Silence is the worst type of betrayal. You know it was taking place. How come you didn't say anything about it? Now, the fact that you said something about it does not necessarily mean that it's going to change, but it validates somebody back there. A sister who is abused, she is the victim of this, but she remembers that, you know what, the imam representing the rest of the community said, this is not what our community stands for. And that is very important, because silence is the worst type of betrayal. And even more beautiful than this is what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Sakitu an al-haqqi, shaytanun akhras. He who sees the wrong and doesn't say anything about it, and he's just silent, he said, this person is nothing but a mute devil. You really did not promote it by what you said, but you promoted it by your own silence. If it happens to be some of us practice this, wallahi, brothers and sisters, it is time to stop this. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala threatens, الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَةِ, those who molest the believing men and women, man, you've got to stand one day in front of your Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and answer some very, very difficult questions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring peace into our families, Ameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring to them happiness as well. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على رسوله المصطفى وعلى من بآثاره انتفى. Please remember, my brothers and sisters, a good community is not a community that claims that it does not have problems. A good community is a community that says, we would like to face our problems. We are not afraid of finding out what are our problems, and then we want to make sure that we have the proper tools in addressing our problems. Our center is a friendly center for, unfortunately, our sisters who are abused. Our center is also open for those who are guilty of the abuse. Because remember, in the masjid we have a belief. We will always welcome you to come in, but we do not always approve of what it is that you are doing. And the best thing, if you are guilty of this, please remember to stop. Finally, there are legal consequences. Remember this. If you beat your spouse, if you physically abuse your spouse in the presence of children, that is considered a form of child abuse. Remember this. You don't have to be hitting them for it to be child abuse. Hitting their mother or their father in front of them, that is exposing children to domestic violence, and that by the state is considered to be a form of child abuse, and you risk people taking away your kids. You risk people taking away your kids. So remember, it is inhumane. It is un-Islamic. It is definitely unprophetic. It is illegal, and it is not what good people do. So inshallah, on your way out, when you go out there, we have our sisters who are visiting us from AFSA, one of the organizations that help people who go through that process. And remember, inshallah, counseling is a good idea for the family who happens to be suffering of any of this. So please stop by, thank them for being there, support them. They may have a little donation box. Some of the things is, the woman runs away, but she has nowhere to go. So they provide safe havens for them, temporary housing. until they get somewhere to go, counseling services and so on. Stop by, pick up a pamphlet. It may not be you, but pass it on. You know, spread the information about somebody else. Get your kids together. As fathers, we need to teach our young boys what it means to be a man. A man, you tell your son, does not lay a hand on a woman. That does not make you manly. Then we teach our sisters as well. And collectively as a family, we begin that peace in our home in the hopes that our societies become peaceful societies as well. اللهم يا رب إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم فرج هم المهمومين ونفس كرب المكروبين